Florida State University student Carly Hellstrom says a brief fling several years ago led to months of embarrassment when nude photos of her ended up online. She says her former partner was intentionally trying to hurt her when he posted sexually explicit photos of her.
You have no idea the extent that I went for 3 months. There's nothing we can do. Like, I'm sorry. Like, do you need therapy? Like, no, I need a hug and I need the law to change. You know, like, I need you to back me with this. Like, this is not just happening to me.
Florida law doesn't penalize people for posting explicit photos of others online. HB 151 would change that. Posting so-called revenge porn would start as a misdemeanor. Subsequent offenses would become felonies. HB 151 would also allow victims to sue. Hellstrom says the bill could better serve victims by making this act a felony the first time.
For the past year, it was the first thing you see when you Google my name. I think it's absolute BS that that would be a misdemeanor. It is not a misdemeanor. It's a felony. It needs to be. We just need protection.
Jennifer Dritt agrees victims need immediate relief, but she favors a lighter penalty for first-time offenders. Dritt is executive director for the Florida Council on Sexual Violence.
We actually are very pleased that the first offense is a misdemeanor, because there are times when people make really stupid mistakes and do something they would never do again. And we like the fact that there's progressive discipline in this bill.
The bill's sponsor is Republican Representative Tom Goodson of Titusville. He says the state could do more to make internet users aware of possible dangers in using technology in sexually explicit exchanges.
Hopefully with time, with this bill, maybe we can educate our young people that this is so dangerous. And if you have children at home and you go back home, you might want to be aware of the internet, because it is very dangerous and it will affect you forever.
The bill cleared a House Justice Committee on Wednesday, along with another bill that would enforce non-criminal penalties to minors who sexed. Sexting is using electronic devices, usually phones, to transmit sexually explicit content to others. Minors could face a $60 fine, 8 hours of community service, or an online safety class if found guilty of sexting. Both bills have one more committee stop before reaching the House floor. Similar bills could be considered in the Senate. For WFSU News, I'm D.A. Robin.